Welcome back to another episode of the Honorary Board Members Podcast. I am Bust Down Ibiana. You can reach me at underscore Ebony Deshae.
And I am Wildflower Ray. You can find me at Ray. That's two E's underscore L-A-N-A-E.
I am. Ooh, my voice cracked. I am Kodak Keo. You can find me on Instagram at underscore K-E-O-O-O.
Kodak.
And it's your girl, Moneybag Mako.
Oh my God.
Let me explain the Instagram name again. Okay, so it's Megan spelled backward and then Megan. So it's Nagim Megan. That's me.
Nagim.
I got it. Spell it out.
Megiana.
All right, y'all. We're going to start with how was everyone's week, your work week, if you had any accomplishments, small wins or big wins. Raven, what about you?
All right, guys. I'm having a great week. Okay. It's been a great Friday.
Go, girl.
Let me tell y'all. So work's been good.
Awesome.
Had a great night at work last night. Okay. I wasn't stressed. It was all good.
Take care of babies, girl.
I got a plug for my MacBook Pro.
Okay. You got a discount?
That's coming in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sis, hook me up.
I will. I'll get to you after this. And I finally figured out that I'm going to do forensics.
Yay.
I'm going to take the class. I'm going to do adults, adolescents, and pediatrics.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's two certifications. I'm going to be busy.
Yes.
Boom. Oh my gosh, mic
I'm
drop.
So proud of you.
My week has been a roller coaster ride. And I'm just tired. It was this tweet, and I wish I can pull it up when it was like, everything is okay, but everything is not okay. And that's just kind of how I feel. And today at work, y'all, my pants broke. That's never happened to me. Like, I had to leave and go to Marshall's and buy a whole new pair of pants because I wasn't going to make it. And on top of that, my coworkers was on that stuff. So, it's a lot. Being adulting and being black, I had two coworkers touch my hair today, y'all. So, you know what? I felt like today was like Freaky Friday or something.
She got the crown out.
My hair popping and I'm flourishing.
Yeah. You better flourish.
Girls is popping.
What about you, Keo?
My week was real regular, degular. Nothing just major.
Regular, degular.
So my friend is getting married next month. And I just bought my bridesmaid's dress last night, y'all. Shout out to Natasha. I love you. We were friends, and then we fell off. But that's my dog again. And she asked me to be in her wedding, so I'm so happy. But I don't know if my dress the right color.
Oh, my God.
Y'all stressed out the bride. Like, I felt so bad because I was FaceTiming her. Like, this color don't look like the picture. Uh-oh. So we're gonna take care of that real soon. But
y'all should have been one together.
Right.
I don't have a plus one, so I need that.
Oh, so if you're looking for a girl, Kodak Keo need a plus one to the wedding. So you need to just slide in her DM.
Underscore K E O O O.
Three O's.
That's three. Okay, Mego.
My week was good. You know, we had a short work week because we had professional development on Monday. Okay. So that's always
everybody ain't able.
I know. So it was good. You know, I was a little sick last weekend, but I recovered. Yeah. So work was good.
That girl had the whole flu.
Okay. You know, the kids was good this week. They wouldn't give me no issues. So I can't complain. I've had a good week.
All right. Good. So now we're going to get into our call to order, and Megan is going to get us started. What's going on, girl?
All right, y'all. So in this call to order, we're going to highlight what happened last weekend, which is the NBA All-Star Weekend. Ooh. So as y'all know, All-Star Weekend was in Charlotte, North Carolina, right? Mm-hmm. Did y'all watch?
No.
See, I watched a little bit. So I saw J. Cole.
Okay.
I saw the man dunk over Shaq.
Okay.
The man dunk over Dwayne Wade.
Okay. So All-Star Weekend was great, y'all. Y'all know all the celebrities come out and support the NBA, not NFL, but NBA. So we was all here. Everybody was there from 2 Chainz, Quavo. You know you got all the NBA legends.
Oh, I did see that. I saw Quavo shooting the basketball with, who was he with?
Because
Shaq did bad.
Was he with Shaq? Oh, no. I know who you're talking about. No, he was with Kenny the Jet Smith. Oh,
okay.
Smith,
yeah. I don't know all it, but.
Okay. Yes. So, yes. All the celebrities was out. The game was great. All the Saturday night events were wonderful. Y'all know we had the dunk contest. They had the skills challenge. They had all kinds of stuff. They had the three-point contest where Seth and Steph Curry was in it. So, they had a little sibling rivalry. And then y'all know Charlotte, North Carolina.
I did not know he had a brother. I'm sorry. Oh, Lord. I didn't know. My
Steph
bad.
Curry has a brother in the NBA. His name is Seth. He plays for the Trailblazers, I believe.
Never knew.
I didn't know that either.
He is in the NBA as well.
Since
see,
when?
He been, I don't know how long now, but he been there for at least 3 or so years, oh, wow. from what wow. I can remember. But the learned highlight was Team LeBron versus Team Giannis. So, you know, they do it a little differently now.
Team LeBron.
Greek the Freak and the King. I like LeBron too. You know, I thought at first Team Giannis was going to hold it down. They was doing so good. But then y'all know LeBron can't let his King title go. So his team came back in the fourth quarter and they just like shut it down on Team Giannis. So shout out to Team LeBron. They won. And then shout out to Michael Jordan because, you know, Charlotte is where the Hornets play and that's the team that he owns. And so he was really integral in bringing NBA All-Star Weekend to Charlotte, North Carolina because it really was supposed to be there in 2017. But Charlotte is known for not being very LGBTQ friendly, so they pulled out of actually having All-Star Weekend there in 2017 because of a law that they had in place. So they actually got that law rescinded. The NBA was an integral part of that, and so because they rescinded that law, All-Star Weekend was able to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. So shout out to the NBA trying to make change, hold it down for all the cultures. So that's my highlight from All-Star Weekend.
Yes, girl, teach us something.
But when they coming back to Houston?
That's a good question. H-Town, hold it down. We want y'all to come back.
We all looking for that man.
Oh, my gosh.
We all are.
Don't act like y'all.
Not we all. I'm good.
Yeah, not all of us.
Except
Emily. Taken.
Next.
All right, we are going to get into this Kylie and Jordan and Tristan
and
Kyo gonna
hold show himself.
Kyo be on the shade room, so she gonna just tune us in.
Okay, so this week, I don't know what day it was, but they dropped on the shade room that Jordan, which is Kylie's best friend, was messing around with Chloe Mann.
Who child?
Baby daddy.
And Chloe Mann, yes, just, he haven't been daddy. Doing good lately. Like,
oh, baby daddy.
He be cheating.
Tristan, third trimester.
So, like, what is Chloe supposed to do? Like,
leave, move on. I feel like Chloe wanted a baby, and don't get me wrong. Yes, you want to raise your child with two parents, and you want it to work out, but she really wanted this baby, and she struggled, and I feel like she finally has it. So, sis, you got what you wanted. Mm-hmm. Let him go.
Yeah. Learn how to co-parent, girl.
Like,
true.
Right?
Ain't that her name?
Basically,
that is her name,
right? She fine. She can find somebody else.
Yeah,
in.
She really
I mean,
can. Like you, a Kardashian,
a whole Kardashian.
I didn't even know he was 20. Like 20. What is he? 26, 27.
He a young dude. He's that's young. Why.
So he was just trying. To he was trying to get some exposure.
But
what about Jordan?
Man, if this is true.
If it is true.
Malika so okay.
It was true.
So do y'all think that she was just like drunk and like made a mistake, or you think she was aware? Because I'm just like, I would never do that to my friend. You know what I'm saying? So like, do you think this is something that's been going on and they just got caught?
You know, possibly, because this whole Kardashian, Jenner clan, they are a mess sometimes.
Let's not forget about Black China.
Like, see, man,
Black China and Kim were friends, and then Kylie was with Tyga. Like, that's a boundary right there. And then Kylie was friends with Justine Scott.
Preview.
And then she ended up with Travis Scott.
I know, but I'm just thinking,
they cross lines all the time.
I know, but I'm like,
it's what they do.
I mean, I just feel like Jordan and Kylie had such a good friendship. So I'm like, maybe a shot of tequila. And you was like, oh, Tristan, fine. But that ain't even Chloe Mann right now. I'm just going to go for it.
So are you saying they can bounce back the friendship?
No, the friendship is over.
Yeah, that's done.
Okay, I'm just trying to think about why. I'm just trying to consider all the reasons why Jordan would do
that
this.
Old saying, like a drunk man tells no tales. Yeah. So sis could have been eyeing Tristan. for a while. Okay,
that's true. I know the friendship is over. A B down will come.
That just don't pop up though.
Who is gonna fight her? Who should fight her? Like
Kylie.
Y'all let us know. You are my friend.
We gotta throw the hands. Yeah,
you slept or you messed around. Yeah. Allegedly messed around with my sister's baby daddy.
Yeah,
ain't no comeback.
That is a boundary.
I'm pretty sure they've had a conversation.
They can forgive and let her go about her way.
Yeah,
you know?
I love to be in that room. I just know if that happens to me, bye.
Goodbye,
to all y'all.
Bye.
To all y'all. Okay. And she moved out the house, so I mean, apparently it's true.
Red flag. Red flag.
I guess I'm just apparently sad that a friend would tarnish a friendship over a man that has cheated so many times. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, sis, he's not about to go and settle down with you. So I just didn't
get
it.
Was it worth it?
I wonder that's the right question.
Her lip kit on sale.
They were kids.
I think they know each other.
They were young. So we trying to get that Kylie lip kit, that Jordan collection. I mean, it's on sale.
Like she really like fumbled the bag. Like she done glowed up, lost weight, got her teeth fixed.
But you know it's crazy. She might get a show.
E loves a spinoff, so you never know. Okay.
Chana and Rob,
we support VH1 over here.
Yeah, we VH1 lovers. So all right, y'all. So we are going to do a little segment because it's February. We're going to do a shout out for Black History. So I am going to, my Black History moment will be a few Black businesses. So my shout out goes to one, Our Braider Feminine Attractions.
Yes.
Love you guys.
Yes. Because she does all, she does all of our hairs and she will get you laid. And if you need some edge control, you need to hit her up.
And she is always available. Last minute, you can
you,
hit her
you got
up.
That.
Yeah, I had a whole crisis, and
she saved your life.
She did.
My next one is Mars Sweets Pluto Treats. I think it's Mars Sweets underscore Pluto Treats. It's Tiff. Yep. So shout out to her because I told Megan that I wanted this basket thing for Valentine's Day. It was like roses and chocolate covered pretzels and chocolate covered strawberries with two bottles of Prosecco. And my man did good. He got it. And I mean, shout out to Tiff because it was amazing. I could not stop eating it. Then she snuck me a little treat. It was like a little Parlee's, whatever. It was like crack, y'all. I was like, need another
not
one
crack.
So if you need any type of dessert, even like food, she got you. So, and my next one is Physical Essentials. Is that it?
Physical Essentials.
Shout out to Erica, Mr. Eric.
Girl, she get your skin right. Okay.
Man, she has bath bombs and everything. She makes everything natural. Bath bombs, soap for your face, oils, butters. So if you are into that
and you need
to just, you know, stop buying those store made products and get you some real stuff in your life.
No more process.
No more process. All natural. Go organic. And then my last one is Be Veganish. Shout out to Latara. And she focuses on intention, not perfection. Veganish is not just vegan food. She sometimes incorporates seafood into it. So I mean, check her out. All those four pages. Be Veganish at MarsSweets_PlutoTreats, at Physical Essentials, and at Feminine Attractions. Check out their pages and tell them we sent you by leaving a crown in the comments. And also, buy some of their stuff. Use their services. Support Black businesses.
Shout out to Bakers Brown, Black Pyramid. All
right.
Pyramid in the building.
Girl, oh, my God.
All right, Ray. What's up? We're going to ignore that.
So I'm just going to do a little spotlight on the Smithsonian African American History Museum in D.C. I went last May when my brother was graduating from Morgan State in Baltimore.
Shout out to Landon.
So me and the fam, we went up there. So the museum actually has like time passes, so it's not just like regular tickets. So you have to be there on time. And we were not on time.
Of course not.
But they let us in. And so they have 12 exhibits. And my favorite was the segregation era. And the best part about that was I felt like that most touched me was the Emmett Till, like, memorial and all that. really touching, really sad. But the whole museum and all is amazing. If you haven't been, you need to go.
I want to go.
On your bucket list.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I really want to go. Like, I need to make that trip to D.C. Yeah, just for that.
Like, it's amazing.
Because I missed the trip.
Girls trip.
Okay. But don't eat at the little soul food cafeteria.
It's not soul food.
I mean, it's soul food for them because they up there, but it's not Texas it's soul not, food. It need a little Tony Sachet.
Find you a mom and pop restaurant.
It need a little Moe's seasoning. Okay. But it's a great museum, and you should definitely go, mm-hmm. for sure.
We going to go, sister.
Yes.
Okay, you let's plan. Google flights.
Boom.
All right, so my shout out for Black History Month is to all the Houston black owned restaurants, because if you watch my Instagram, you know I stay eating. Like,
bro, she stay well, on the
I
scene.
Well, I go out to eat, but really I always have a to go box. So it's like a little half and half. But okay, so I'm gonna shout out Turkey Leg Hut. I've been twice. It's amazing. Just make sure you time it right because you will be standing in line. Breakfast Club, of course. Lucille's. Phil and Derek's, those are all of my favorites. But
I'm
this
hungry,
week,
just about
y'all know, a little brunch. Then you go to the address after. That's okay. My routine. But I went to this food truck this week, and it's next to. It's off of, is that Holcomb or OST? I don't know. Y'all gonna have to look at the address. But it's called Stuffed Wings, and it's a food truck. But they take cards, which was great because I was worried because I never had
cash.
But the chicken was amazing. So it's like fried chicken. And the one I got, it was stuffed with dirty rice. But I think they have one that's stuffed with seafood boudin, chicken boudin, or macaroni. So I don't know.
I don't want the macaroni.
I want the macaroni.
I want the seafood boudin.
It could be interesting, but it was so good.
I like cheese.
So, y'all check out all those restaurants. They are all in Houston. They're all black owned, and it's great.
Good AF.
Don't forget to tell them we sent you. Okay. Tell them the honorary board member sent you.
We did.
Let them know.
All right, y'all. So my Black History fact. Well, I tried to find a Black History fact, first of all. Because y'all, so we in Houston, we in Texas, it's rodeo season, right? Everybody know about the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Traffic.
So they have a day called Black Heritage Day. So I was like, okay, Black Heritage Day. Let me find some info, share with the people. And this year they got Cardi B. Like, you got Cardi coming for the culture, right? So Black Heritage Day,
I really know.
Yeah. We didn't get our tickets sold out, but that's okay. So I was trying to find some history on Black Heritage Day, how it got started, you know, why the rodeo did this, when did they implement it. Y'all, I searched for a week on the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo website. I emailed the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. I emailed the Black Heritage Day Committee. No, yeah, but the thing is, nobody responded. And I couldn't find no facts. Like, I couldn't find any facts at all. I couldn't even find a year when the day was founded and implemented.
Yeah, we didn't know she did all
that.
Stop.
So, no, wait. So now I'm like, is this a marketing scheme? Is the Livestock Show and Rodeo trying to just take our money? Take the people's money. I know it's all about spending your money anyway, but I was really trying to come with the facts. No, I emailed them from my personal email. Okay, I was just trying to, you know, figure out when did they found it, why did they start it, because Black Heritage Day at the rodeo is like a rite of passage for a lot of these performers. Like, I remember going to see Destiny Child back in the day.
I did too.
I saw Usher at the rodeo. Like, I was even looking at, like, past performers. Frankie Beverly and Maze. They have performed. So I was like, this year they got Cardi. Like, they holding it down this year. But y'all, I couldn't find a single fact on when it started, why they started it, the purpose of it. So I was a little disappointed. It just kind of like hurt my feelings.
All right. If you have any information, please
let us know. Email us.
We need to know. We need some facts.
Okay.
Megan wants to know.
Okay, I do.
I mean, that is kind of important. Like,
it
why
is,
do we
yeah.
do this? You know, you should always know why do you do something.
You should at least have a date
yeah.
or something.
I was trying. I tried
to
people.
Answer the emails.
Yeah.
They'll
write
you back next year.
Probably. I mean, even though that was unfortunate, we still have good things to come. So we are going to get into our matters for discussion, and we are talking all things friendships and boundaries.
Let's get into it.
So we are Yeah, so we're going to start with Keo. She brought up a question that was like, do you remember your first friend? I remember, I think I was on the phone with you and I was explaining to you, like, I remember my first friend. Her name was Ashley. She lived next door to me, all this stuff. So, like, do y'all remember y'all first friends? Do you remember yours?
I definitely do. So, my first friend, she was Asian. Her name was Lisa Nguyen.
That is so cute.
Yes, I remember her name. Y'all,
Lisa Nguyen.
So we were friends like kindergarten through second grade, and then I moved to Spring. So we were at Thompson. Mm-hmm. And baby, when I left, we was just crying in the hallway, crying.
Heartbreak.
And I've never been able to find her since. Like, I've searched Lisa Wins on Facebook, but it's too many. Like,
man, so if y'all know, so if y'all know what Lisa
that went to Thompson Elementary.
Went to Thompson Elementary.
Keo is looking for her.
That was my bestie. Okay. Oh my gosh. Like, for real.
I hope you find her.
Me too. I'm trying to think. I think so. Growing up, I was in a lot of activities. My mama kept us busy.
Okay,
shout out Monica. Monica. I think my first friend was in dance class.
Ooh.
I think I remember. You know, I was a little dancer back in the day.
Okay.
Oh. And I think my first friend. We was probably the only two black kids in the class, and her name was Taylor Durton. And I actually, so we grew up in two neighborhoods, like right across from the street from each other. So we would always hang out at each other's houses. But I think dance is really what initially brought us together. And then we went to school together all throughout, from elementary to high school. So I think she was my first friend that I can remember.
All right. Raven?
Yeah.
I'm worried.
Landon was my first friend.
Oh, that's a good answer.
And we 3 years apart, y'all. So I was to myself.
Okay.
Landon was it. When he was born, that was my best friend.
That's so cute.
And we still kicking it too. You know.
Aww, shout out to Landon.
Shout out to Landon.
They have a great relationship.
They really, really do.
Always FaceTime.
It's kicking on my nerves sometimes, but you know, it's brother sister.
Shout out to Lance too.
Yeah, yeah. Love Lance.
Lance is a sweetheart.
Shout out
Raven
to
Raven. Y'all Raven think and he a Landon sweetheart. The savages.
Y'all think he a sweetheart, but he a savage right with us.
No. All right, so we have all discussed who our first friends are. So, like we said, this is about friendships and boundaries. So, we're going to discuss what do we like our friendships to look like? Like, what is hashtag friendship goals? Keo.
I like our friendships to look like us.
This is us.
This beautiful, is us.
Beautiful, black, educated, melanin queens. Like us.
All
like,
right, give us the
awesome.
Hashtag.
Yeah, I think I think our friendship is very laid back. I feel like it doesn't take a lot of effort.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets to a point to where you're like, oh, I got to see this person. I got to hang out with her. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that becomes a lot. So, does anyone else want to input?
Mine is just peace.
Peace. Yeah. That's good.
Peace. And y'all are peace. Yeah. We don't have no issues.
We don't.
We have a little drama, but it's outside.
Right.
It's other people. But it's peace. And yeah. I love it.
I like that. I think word that came to mind is effortless. I like my friendships to be effortless. Like, dang, I didn't even know we was building this relationship, but I see us building this relationship, okay?
Even with this podcast and stuff, and I feel like it has made us reflect on, like, our friendship and everything we have went through and, like, how we got here. And it has been effortless, but it's been, like, a great effortless movement.
Right.
You know, like, to see everything we've went through with each other and how it just flows, like, we're not perfect. We have our ups and downs. We may have our times where we like, I just can't with this girl. But it's never just like, it's just, that's normal, you know?
Right.
We never cut each other off.
Right.
Ever.
All right. Ooh, I got a point for that. So, now we're going to talk about, like, how do we balance several friend groups? Because we're all friends, but we all have other friends. So, like, do you guys mix friends? Or, like, how do you balance to make sure, like, everyone is happy or know that, like, this is my friend?
So what's y'all friend groups first? Like, how you classify your friend groups?
I think I just have, well, I have y'all are my friends. Well, I don't want to say it like that to just make people feel like they're not my friends. Like, I have a work bestie,
right.
And she was my work bestie, but she turned into a friend, you know, what I'm saying? But we gained this friendship through work, and it wasn't just us, you know. We'll get into that. But you know, so I guess work friends, brunch friends, you know, yeah. or you know what I'm saying, or like school friends. Yeah. But then you have your friends that you've just been rocking with, because I'm kind of leery of people who, if I meet them and they don't have no friends and I'm like they only red real flag, friend, I'm like, girl, flag. What's wrong with you? Red flag.
That is a red flag, sis.
I guess mine split up like y'all. They ain't y'all in your own little category. And I have my nursing friends.
I overlap.
My work just friends. And then there's the boys. I don't know why I put them in their own group. And I'm like, okay, the boys.
So the boys.
Yeah. But I mix everybody. I try to. Like, I've had two sweater parties, and I try to mix everyone. Or if I have a birthday or an event at Granny's house in the hood, like, I try to invite everybody and mix it up. So I try.
Mixing up is important because to me that shows that you, when you mix it up, I feel like I can trust those people you're letting into our circle. You know what
I'm
saying?
You're not just going to bring anybody.
Right. Yeah, so when you mix it up, I'm like, okay, these are people you care about. These are people that you, and when we rock with them, we rock with them. And you can kind of tell who gives off good vibes and who gives off bad vibes. Yeah. So.
That's true.
And that's kind of how I came into the group. I was like, all right, they got all these people. I guess we cool.
They we seem was cool. And she didn't even know so, it.
Now I'm an honorary Aggie. Just saying.
I like to think that I got my friends, like who I've met and grown with since college. But then I also still have a few high school friends who I keep in touch with. So, you know, I don't know. I think those are my two main friend groups, though. But, like, how y'all be talking, like, y'all got work friends. I can't name one person.
Oh my goodness, Megan.
That I would consider to be. I'm just no being work honest. Friends. No work friends. Like, and that'd be a thing. Like, I'm not your friend. Why you think I'm your friend?
So do you say like they're that, like though. Associates or they just coworkers?
My coworkers. Yeah. We work together. We coworkers.
Yeah. But I think that like for me, my work bestie, I wouldn't be able to walk into work every day if I didn't have her, you know. So that's just that's like for me, it's like I thank God for her, you know. So
amen.
That's kind of how it is with me too. Like, we have a whole group message, we be in the event. We could all be on the same shift just typing away. And they're my work besties. Love them to death. I wouldn't probably get through a shift without them.
That's awesome.
That's true.
Hashtag one day. But one not day. Today.
Not today. That's okay.
Take your time.
So thinking about that, and like, how do you maintain those friendships and this word boundaries? So before we get into it, I want to like define boundaries.
Please do.
So boundaries is a line that marks the limit of an area. It's a dividing line. Something that indicates a border or a limit. It can be something as simple as when to say yes, when to say no. Boundaries can be physical, mental, emotional, physical. So how do you maintain those friendships and those boundaries? What happens if you have these friend groups and let's say we go hang out for margarita day? And that's your other friend groups are that's today. Hope y'all will. But by the time you listen to this, it would have happened already. But I hope y'all celebrate it. But what happens if your other friend group wanted to do that with you? You know, or like how do you maintain the boundaries of what you do and when you do it and how you do it?
That's tough.
Let's talk about it.
So I found an article, and it was like, you know, what boundaries friends should have with each other, because boundaries get tricky. Mm-hmm. People they get really uncomfortable. Like, even when I said that, like, everybody was like,
I was like,
they quiet. Like, do I maintain my friendships and my boundaries? Like, you know, so if you haven't even thought about it, when my phone load. All right, so I found this article, and it was just basically how to 9 boundaries you should have in your friendships, according to experts. Number 1 is how to treat each other's time. And I think that goes into, like, respect your time. If you have something to do, I'm not going to be upset with you about it. You know? So That's just period. Like, why would I be mad about that? What needs you share with them? So, like, what do I need from you? What do I need in this moment? Mm-hmm. I feel like when we need something, we communicate it, or we're not, if we're off, we can kind of feel when each other's off, and it's just like, okay, man, she off. So.
Time to send a little separate text.
Yeah, that's when you get out the group and you send a text message, you know. How reciprocal you are. You know that friend that only seems to contact you when you need something, you know. So a boundary that goes unchecked in many relationships is a non-reciprocal benefit issue. So you want to make sure that your friendships are reciprocal. You're both giving and receiving both to each other. How much you tell them. So don't just assume. If you assume, you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know at all. How you treat their values. So have you and your friends talked about each other's values?
Get into it.
Yeah. That, I mean, these things, I am going to challenge you, the things that I'm saying, for you to talk about those with your friends, because they may not come up. How you separate your emotions and well-being. How you affect each other's lives. I feel like that's deep.
Important. Boom.
That's
a mic drop.
Yeah. How you support them. And whether you're able to say no.
Say no sometimes.
So I know that was
hard to say no.
I know that was a lot, but I mean, what did you guys think about that?
So, like, for me, it was, I knew we was gonna talk about boundaries this week, but at first when we brought the topic up, it was hard for me to wrap my mind around it, because boundary is not a word I associate with my friendships. You know, I don't think about, like, ooh,
you ain't got no boundaries.
What boundary do I have? And I even put that when we was talking about this. I was like, we got boundaries? Like, where they at? Like, who told me about these boundaries? So I actually went back. Y'all know, shout out to the Bible app, because that's what I go to.
Yes.
We actually read a plan back in August called Boundaries 101. And so I had to, like, yes, we did. Okay. And Ebony picked this plan. And, like, I was going back through and I was looking. And in the group discussion part, like, a lot of us really didn't have a lot to say during that plan. And I was like, because, you know, it's weird to think about boundaries and your friendships, because it's not something that you always talk about. And it's not like a physical boundary like you used to that you can see. And so, but, you know, one thing that stuck out to me, it was like, even God said boundaries in his word, you know, like he said, I like this, I don't like this, I will do this, I won't do that. So that kind of helped me wrap my mind around the whole boundaries thing. And I think it falls in line with just respect, how you respect the people you are going to be in a relationship with.
That's
so
good.
That's kind of how I thought about the whole boundary thing. Yeah. You know, and it helped me kind of through that.
Well, for me, when I think about boundaries, like you said, it's like a respect. It's things that we may not discuss it, but we know how to approach each other about things.
Right.
Like, I know Keo, if I charge Keo up, I'm crossing the line.
You
know what I'm saying?
She's gonna be upset.
Yeah, I know with Raven, if I approach her the wrong way about something, I'm crossing the line. So I look at it as those things. Like, I know my friend's personality, so I know if I cross the line, something is I'm going to get in a reaction. So something that, like, my therapist talked to me about when we talked about boundaries was, let's say if Raven has a dog.
I love dogs.
All right, she has a dog, and she has a fence around her house.
Right, right.
And around her, on her fence, she has a sign that says "Beware of dog."
Right,
that's
right.
A boundary, and she
I'm
made
y'all
me.
Know.
She made me aware of that boundary. If I open this gate,
little Fido gonna attack.
One, either there's a dog behind it that I may.
Sparky.
It could be a small dog, but when I open that gate, I know a dog is behind there. Or she can have the gate and no sign, and I walk in, the dog is protected, but I didn't know a dog was back there. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that kind of helped me know, like, being aware of when do you cross the line, and also friends being aware, when do you need to state, you may not have to say, this is a boundary, girl, like, don't cross it, but you can say, I don't like this, or I would prefer this. And that's, to me, you kind of setting a boundary. So where if this happened again, I would not approach this that way. And I know a lot of friendships will go under go under because like we flow, but we don't really clash. But some friends will go under because boundaries have been crossed. Nobody said anything. They let the boundaries cross. They stayed in the friendship, and then it exploded. And then the friendship was just over. And it's happened to me. It's happened to me. And don't get me wrong, I am a very nice person. I'm like a Sour Patch Kid. But I had a friendship.
Sour and sweet, yeah.
I'm sour and sweet. But I had a friendship where, like, boundaries were crossed. Things bothered me. Things bothered me. But I stayed around because I felt sorry. How would I look if I end this friendship? I could not see myself saying, I don't want to be friends with you. Mm-hmm. And one day that friend said something, ex-friend, said something to me. And I didn't like it. So the can of Coke was shooken and opened and it exploded. All right,
sour,
I went sour, you know, because it was just like these boundaries are being crossed. And no, I did not. I probably didn't state that this is a boundary, but I feel like I just had enough, you know. So, like, what do you do? How do you avoid that? Like, what if your friends don't know about those boundaries? Like, how do you settle that disagreement or that explosion?
Man, communication is key, y'all.
That's it.
You know, I had one of them little situations where the boundary got crossed, but I don't think either of us knew it was a boundary until it got crossed. And it, like she said, that Coke can, it was shook and it exploded. And, you know, for a while, me and this person, we stopped being friends. Like, it was like the cutoff, like, I'm sorry, you're a little bit dead to me right now. But, you know, God is good, and he works on all of us in his own ways. But it took that communication. It took putting aside our differences, trying to look at it from my perspective, from their perspective, to see, like, okay, we should have talked about this more before this situation happened. Yeah. And we could have avoided all this. Mm-hmm. Like, this boundary never had to be crossed. We could have just communicated. We could have worked through it. And then we could have talked about it. You know, we wouldn't have had to go through our little friendship separation and then come back. But without that communication, if we hadn't been trying to communicate when it happened and even after it happened to see what went wrong, where did the line get crossed, then nothing would have ever gotten fixed. And like she said, that friendship would have gone under and stayed under.
Mm-hmm. He's under for me.
Okay.
But
I think I have a problem with not speaking up enough. So they always tell me, oh, you don't tell us this, you don't tell us that. And so I'm working on it. But with that, I just realized, like, I don't tell people my boundaries. I don't tell people, like, oh, that's not okay. I kind of just let it happen and then it dissolves. Like, it either dissolves positively and we stay friends and we stay talking, or I just don't talk to you anymore. And I don't think that's the right way to approach these kind of things. I have to learn how to communicate, how to send that text or make that call, or actually it probably should be face to face. Like, I don't tell people, like, hey, what you did was not okay. I don't like to be treated this way, but I should.
Yeah.
And I could save a lot of friendships by doing that, because I think I've lost a lot of them.
You know, sometimes we assume our friends know us. We assume, you know, the things I like and I don't like. And sometimes when you assume, that backfire on
That's
you.
That's okay? true. Like, even when you said, like, you were like, you know, do we have boundaries? Do we have boundaries? And it's like, some friends are not aware and they cross them and it explodes and they're like, well, I didn't know, you know, I didn't know. And I don't know. I just kind of want to save people from friendships that are worth saving. Mm-hmm. Friendships are not worth saving, but the ones that are, you know, even if it's not going to turn into a buddy-buddy friendship, at least some type of coexisting situation, you know, I guess talk, just even in your group text, y'all, what's y'all boundaries? Or whenever you figure out what are your boundaries, just send a text, tell the group, you know.
Well, y'all, I had a friendship that was not worth saving.
Don't save her,
she don't want to be saved.
And let me tell y'all, like, the communication was there. I communicated, I told her what was up, and she wasn't
receptive
at all. Wasn't receptive at all. She still blamed the group when it wasn't the group's fault. It was her fault, and she couldn't see how wrong she was. So that friendship is dissolved. Yeah. I just couldn't.
Simmered.
Yeah, I like how you said that, like, the blame. Because I know, like, the situation I told you about, I was able to accept and acknowledge that maybe I could have not blown up. I could have said this differently, but I was still willing to have that communication. But when you play the blame game instead of sitting down and talking, because when something happens, it's never, I personally feel like it's never just all on one person. It takes two people, but you can't blame. You have to sit down and talk to listen and not sit down and talk to think of your next response.
Right.
You know, because then you're never going to get anywhere.
That was a gem right there.
And you got to take ownership for your actions.
Ownership. Like, hashtag
accountability.
Yes.
Boom.
I think an important piece too is you got to know yourself. If you don't know yourself and what your boundaries are, like, how you going to tell somebody what they are? Like,
yeah,
true.
You know, the board can attest. I done been through some friends.
Okay.
I done been through some friends. But for me, I think a part of that also was me discovering who I was, coming into my true Mago self.
Mago.
And thankfully, I found some people who love me for me.
Yeah, we love you, girl.
I love
just
y'all
the way
too,
you
man.
Are.
Yeah. I love y'all.
So we've come to the conclusion that, like, some friendships are lost from misunderstandings, unwilling to hash it out.
Yeah.
Unmet expectations that were not communicated. Yeah. So if you have expectations for your friends, you need to communicate them, because when they don't meet those expectations, you're upset. But then somebody didn't even know you expected that.
Right.
And then, like Megan said, she was still trying to find herself and still try to grow. So, of course, if your friendship started in 2009 and it's 2019, you aren't the same person. So you've grown. And some people aren't receptive to that growth. Right. They're like, oh, girl, you changed. Like, they don't like that. So that can cause some friendships to be lost, too. And that's okay. Like, you have to grow.
Yeah. You can't be stagnant like them.
Right. We ain't stagnant in 2019.
We are not stagnant, baby.
And the people around you have to realize that you are going to change and you are going to grow, and we're all evolving together. So if they still want that high school girl or boy or man, you know, it's gone. It's dead and gone, you know. So,
and that's okay. Everyone's not meant to go on every journey with you. And some friends don't understand that. They're like, well, she traveling the world and she not asking me to go, or ooh, she started this podcast and she didn't ask me to be on it. Like, some journeys just aren't for everyone to be a part of, like,
right? Because, so, like, even like I tell y'all, like 2016, I was just like, I love my friends, but my friends are unavailable. So I'm gonna go and I'm gonna do what I want to do. I'm gonna go to this bar by myself. I'm gonna go to Austin. Shout out to Arlinda, South by Southwest in Maryland. You know, I'm gonna do those things that I want to do. I love my friends, but I am available. Yeah. Don't miss an opportunity because you want to, like, okay, well, my best friend can't go, but I really want to go. Find yourself. Find yourself first,
you,
because then that's when you can be the best person that you can be to anybody.
And take a solo trip.
Yeah,
it's the best.
That's so true. Ebony has inspired me. Her 2016 meet her. It's the 2019 me. Like, I said, I'm going to Meek Mill concert by myself tomorrow if I want to. I will decide manana. But, you know, like, sometimes you have to do stuff by yourself. And you can't say, oh, I'm not going to go because your friends don't want to go.
Don't miss opportunities.
And don't be jealous if they go without you or if they do something without you. Let them be great. Be happy for them.
You said jealousy.
Oh, my God.
I feel like this. If you feel jealous about something, it's okay to take in how you feel, but be happy for your friend, or learn how to communicate, figure out some type of way to communicate how you're feeling so it doesn't come off like, because if you look like you hating on your friend, but really in deep down you're dealing with some type of jealousy, it comes off wrong, you know. So it's always a time. It's always going to be a time for you. You know, there's always going to be a time for you. And if you always come into these same issues and all your friends doing the same things, just really self-evaluate, self-love, find yourself, know your boundaries. If you need to write it out, if every day you need to write how you feeling, write how you feeling. If your friend made you mad, write what they did, why you think they did it, and how it made you feel, and how you can move forward.
Right.
You know, journal all those thoughts.
Right.
And think stop about, hating.
Yes, number one.
But y'all know cute. What? Y'all okay. know what? These like friendships are like a mini relationship. Like we're not each other's boyfriend and girlfriend. So stop thinking that. Thinking your friends are your man. You can't approach them like you would do your man.
Do
but at the same time, like love languages are real. Friendship languages are real. And love you have language. To know like what are your languages so you can know how to react and respond and treat each other. Like I think we all had a different top love language, but we ended up meshing them together. Like I like positive words.
She's a
affirmation me. Okay,
I'm an act of, I am straight acts of service. Acts of service had a number 11. Okay,
I think mine was acts of service too. It was. We had the same.
I'm an acts of service / quality time.
Me too.
Yeah,
I
me think too. Quality time quality was time. Mine.
Yeah,
I think my quality time was kind of. Down there, but you know, we learn how to.
She don't want to hang.
No, sometimes I do. Like sometimes I don't want to hang out, or I don't want to answer the phone. Like I'm a little weird. So we've learned how to.
We know.
We've learned how to
balance
it together.
Accept that that's how we are.
True.
Hoo child. All right. So we are going to get into our honorary takeaways. All right. So
think I'm first.
Yeah.
So my tip. For you and your friends is to just do something consistent. So with me and these girls, we try to go on monthly-ish Papacitos dinners.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that this week, and it was great. My fajitas were
Oh, my gosh.
Shout out to the Coronado. Butter.
Coronado. Y'all get the Coronado.
And bacon wrap shrimp.
So we do that. And also, I think we've been on 2 annual
birthday
trips. So we went to go somewhere cold. Okay. So we went to Seattle, and we went to the Grand Canyon. So we always have something to look forward to. So I hope in December, Jono don't be like, y'all can't go on no trip because we going.
Cause we going.
Okay, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Probably know. Come
first
with us.
Okay? I don't know.
Don't put my man out.
I know.
Like
I'm
that.
Sorry. It slipped out.
Well, I always plan the trip.
He coming
first
with
of,
us.
Thank you. So first of all, I'm saying Megan Raven. I wasn't even gonna take a birthday trip this year. I did want to go to Seattle.
Yes,
I did want to go to the Read Lives podcast show, but I was just like, ugh. It's 27. It ain't nothing. Raven was like, we going. So so guess what I did? I booked
win.
Flight. Yeah. I booked the flight. And then we all went. We had a great time. So
a grand time.
So I feel like you just need something consistent. I did a little engaging with my followers. And they say they do things like daily prayers. They do girls' nights once a week or once a month. Mm-hmm. They go out to eat. They cook. You know, you just have to do something that keeps it consistent and keeps everyone feeling the love.
Yes.
So we love each other. We do it.
I will say transparency. Mm-hmm. Be transparent. It's okay. You shouldn't have a wall up with your friends. Okay. If those are your friends, you should be able to be you. You should be able to be transparent. If I'm feeling down and out and I can say like, hey, I'm not feeling like myself. This is what's going on. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, transparency is very important.
Yes, ma'am.
Number 3 is to make a list of your boundaries, or when you become aware of them, to write them out and figure out how to communicate them. So when you communicate with people, do not communicate the way you just communicate. You communicate to someone on how you think they can receive it. So if I know that Keo doesn't like a charge up or she is a certain way, I'm going to figure out how to say the right words but mean the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they've learned because we've had some... They've given me some things that could have been charge ups, but approached it appropriately.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
They don't be like, girl, why?
They don't just come at you.
Yeah, right. They don't. But I be doing some out of line stuff sometimes, and they got to get on me. Like, you know.
Oh, girl.
I'm out of line.
Communication is key, y'all. Communicate. Even when it's uncomfortable and you don't want to, communicate. But also think about, what are you pouring into these relationships?
Ooh,
we read something about that today, okay? You
got
to think about not only what are you getting out these relationships, but what are you yourself pouring into these relationships and the people you're involved with, you know?
Don't pour when you're feeling empty.
Amen.
If your cup empty, you don't have nothing to give.
Baby, first of all, bring the cup.
All right,
you gotta have a cup to pour.
You don't even have a cup
pouring out on the ground. I'm not gonna lie. I've poured out on the ground before, and I will never do that again.
Lesson learned.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. All right. So then also be willing to forgive, let go and let God. Yeah. Forgiveness is for you, not the other person. It does. You have to forgive for you, your sanity, your peace.
And it's tough sometimes, but it feels good to forgive.
It does.
You finally do.
You're right.
So let's see. So my whole thing is protect your peace.
Amen.
Like I just.
That's tattooed on me.
Listen. If it's causing me too much work, I ain't doing it. That's just it. I ain't doing it. Mm-hmm. And also. Like, I look around my group of friends. I'm inspired by each and every one of them.
Are you really?
No, like, for real. Aww. Like, y'all are amazing.
Thank you.
I mean, like, you want a list?
I like words of affirmation, okay?
I'll give you the list later.
Okay.
Right.
Can look at your group of friends and just not see anything, you're not inspired, then it's time to move around.
Yeah,
sis.
That's true. Hey.
Don't hold on to something just because of time.
Yeah.
That's dead weight.
It's just like a relationship. If it's toxic,
cut it.
That's a whole other episode right there.
It is, but friendships are relationships. Yeah. Like it's a form.
That's it.
So this is true.
You gotta treat it as such.
All right. So you know, this has been a little. It could be heavy. It could be helpful. It could be light for some people because I know a lot of my followers were like, they don't even feel guilty for setting boundaries, and I was like. You know what? Sometimes I feel sad, sometimes I don't, but my followers some savages, so this may not be
very savage.
But we are going to get into our adjournment of the show.
Okay.
We have a few church announcements.
Church announcements.
Get out your notepad. Take some notes.
We are going to be at a night in the wild.
I'm excited. I already got my little wild feel going on with my little cheetah.
Wildflower.
It's going to be Thursday, the 28th. Yes. Sarah Jakes Roberts is coming to Houston, y'all.
Mm, I'm so excited. Raven tricked me.
Child.
Was this for my, you were my secret Santa, right?
Yeah. This was for Christmas.
She was my secret Santa. And like, I mean, I was saying I wanted to go. And she was like, oh, girl, like, we doing Secret Santa at work. I told somebody I want them. I'll give you my ticket. Like, and I'm like oblivious. I'm like, whatever. And then I get my gift, and it was a ticket. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
She did it.
And
she
did that. I've been waiting for Sarah, so I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too. I love her.
Yeah, so.
Love her.
Well, I wish we were going, but, you know, everyone can't go on a journey. So just tell us about it.
I
can't wait for the recap. Just
tell us
about
it.
Wait for the
next show.
It's okay.
Those friends that you tell something about, and they don't make moves.
They don't buy their tickets.
When the time comes, they like,
Can't wait for the recap. Okay, it's going to be great.
All right,
So I'm next. I think it's March 2nd. I really don't know.
It's March 2nd.
Y'all, I have a problem with thinking that my brain is a planner. Like, I'd be like, okay, I'm doing this on this day, this on this day. And then I end up forgetting, like, and it's so bad. But March 2nd.
Use the calendar on your phone.
I'm trying now, but.
Know where your eyes at, B.
But on March 2nd, me and Bree are going to see Michelle Obama.
Shout out to Bree.
Shout out to Bree. I haven't read the book. It's just sitting on my cabinet. My mama bought it for me. Thank you so much, Trila. I'm going to read it, but I don't know if I can read it in how many weeks?
It's next week.
I think I'm going to go to the thing and then.
Audible, you can do 3 months of Audible for like $7.95 right now.
Who's the voice? Who is the narrator?
It's her, question. Right?
It depends. When you go look in Audible, it'll tell you who's the narrator.
Okay. Interesting.
I think she's talking about her own book. I couldn't see nobody else reading her stuff.
I heard it's a long book, which is why Raven bought me the book too. Did you, Raven? Yeah, or y'all all got it for me for my birthday? But I haven't cracked the thing open either. It's big. Oh, Lord.
I'm gonna read it though. Shout out to our first lady. I'm gonna see her.
First lady,
love it. I think I'm on the floor. I think I got floor seats. Shout out to 44.
Oh, she rich.
You need to go live.
Oh, you say you're rich.
I'm
I'm a big fish.
All right. Check out the Instagram in case you go live.
Yes, go live for the followers. Okay. We want to see.
And the last church announcement is I will be going to see Amanda Seals at Improv Houston with my man. We're going to have a day night. So if you, I don't know if the tickets are still available, but I mean, I'm a fan of Amanda Seals. Yeah, I watch her on Insecure. I watch her videos. I like her Insecure. You know, I wish I would have been able to go to. Is it Smart, Funny, and Black? So just if you can, you know, check her out, buy tickets to the show, go. And, you know, it's Black History Month. Do something for the black people.
Yeah. And, y'all, I heard that Black culture. History Month got kind of extended or it moved. Did. Bro. So March.
It's been one hell of a February. We done had
February. It was a little. Ooh.
That's right. So I think African-Americans is acting up, okay?
So I think we're going into March still celebrating. This year, cool. Okay?
We don't want just February. We're going to take the whole year, okay?
Yeah. And if y'all want, can y'all tag me in some, like, restaurant? Since I'm gonna be celebrating still, no, I need some fish plates and some chicken and some.
But tag me in the tag me in the whoever makes like shirts and merchandise because I want to be like shirts. I like shirts, so she please like just tag me if you got some fire. Only the fire. I don't want to see the recreated fire stuff. Only. The fire. The fire. The flames emoji.
If it ain't burning, it ain't it.
There you go, Miguel.
Thanks, Miguel.
And I really just want y'all to engage with us. Yes. We be asking y'all questions. Talk y'all just us. Be looking and watching. We need y'all to click yes or no. Respond. Say something.
We see y'all. Mm-hmm. See please.
You might get a little shout out on the show.
We're trying to get to know y'all.
Right. Like, and we want this to be like a interactive situation. Mm-hmm. So if there's something that resonates with you, I know a lot of you guys are reaching out to us about the progression and not stagnation, mm-hmm. about things you guys would like us to discuss.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We love y'all.
For all the nice words and the ratings on Apple Podcasts, the DMs, everything. Like, it was very much appreciated. So if there's anything you would like us to discuss, if you're going through something, if you have a question, please write us, send us an email, thehonoraryboard@gmail.com. You can even DM us at _HBM podcast. We want to read those questions and those letters and talk about it on the show. We won't tell who you are. Yeah. It's all private, but it's things that you may go through something that everyone else is going through, and we can talk about it. We can bring people on and have them give their professional opinion. So the more you engage with us, the more our podcast can be what you need it to be for yourself. Mm-hmm.
Everything is love.
Yeah. Okay. We're also on Twitter because y'all following us on IG, but y'all need to go to the Twitter.
Ooh, 200.
At Subscribe on whatever podcast platform you use. And please give us your ratings, your feedback. You know, but if your feedback is not.
If you don't have anything nice to say.
Don't say nothing at all.
Well, y'all don't wanna,
Criticism is nice. It's not rude. It's not nasty. So that's what I mean by
that. He told y'all, don't be
hazy. That's a boundary. Be hazy. That's a boundary that you can cross.
Raven wants all the.
I want all the smoke. You can send it to me. You can send it to me in my DMs and I respond. I'll get right with you.
All right. But as always, I am bust down Ibiana for today. And you can reach me at _EbonyDeshay. And my Twitter is the same. I know last episode I told y'all something, but it's at _EbonyDeshay. DeSHAE.
All right, sis. Well, I'm going to change my name to Resilient Ray because I like that one better.
Right.
And you can find me at Ray. That's 2 E's _LANAE. Get at me.
I am Kodak Keo. Psh,
psh, oh my god!
I'm on the gram.
Love it.
_KEOOO. Follow me. I'm on Twitter. Three I think O's. It's the same name. I'm easy to find.
Mm-hmm. Find
she girl. Popular.
Here she go.
And it's your girl, Moneybag Mako. Okay, we're gonna do it again. So Megan, MEAGAE.
Yeah, I just need to write
so
it
spell
down.
Spell that backwards and then spell it forwards. Okay, and you can find me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Love y'all.
All right. See y'all next time.
Yeah, it's a wrap.